everybody.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to our ninth podcast. Thanks for hanging around. And if you have gone through all of them and made it to our ninth podcast, you're a real trooper. Thanks for listening through all that. That takes commitment, we know.
Yeah.
But this podcast, we're going to give an update on April.
Yeah. April was a really good month. It was really good. We had a pretty busy month. We enjoyed some awesome church visits that we're going to tell you guys about. And
yep.
We had other stuff too. We spent time with some old sweet friends and had siblings sports things and birthday celebrations. It was just a busy month. But we're not going to tell you about all that or we'd be here for a long time. But there is one big thing coming up, and that is that tomorrow we are moving out of our cabin.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting and sad all at once.
Yeah.
But something that's really cool is we had to decide about moving out of our cabin a couple months ago, and we were praying, like, God, if we could just be around 70% of our support, you know, get to 70, we'd feel so much better about moving out of our cabin. Just because then we'd know, I don't know, we'd be...
It just would feel like we're closer and we won't kind of be in limbo for longer.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Not that, you know, we need full assurance that everything is going to be okay, but...
It would just be nice.
Yeah, would just be nice.
But, I mean, when we had to make the decision a few months ago, we were not at 70%, but we kind of took a leap of faith and decided we're just going to move out and we're going to trust that the Lord will bring this in.
Yep.
And you know what? Yesterday, we reached
75%.
Woo, woo, 75%. So
we're farther on than we actually thought we would be at this point.
So that's a huge answered prayer.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord for bringing that in. And it does make us feel a lot better about moving on out of our little place. Matt's put a lot of hours into this place. Well, we both have. Matt's put a lot of sweat in it, and I've put a lot of paint into it.
So it has a little piece of our hearts, but
we're really happy to be moving forward.
Yep.
Toward Japan. Yep.
Happy to move on, pass it on to the next people.
Yeah. But anyway, the support that came in this month, it's just so amazing to hear the stories of people who have committed to joining our support team. Like that 6% that came in this month is such a sweet 6% to us. Just sweet churches, sweet people. And it's just pretty amazing to see God at work in everybody's lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And so now that we are well past our 70% mark, we get to start on our pre-departure checklist, which is exciting. Means we're getting pretty close to leaving.
Yeah. Crazy.
Which is awesome. We're ready to be there. We're just saying today, we're ready. We want to be there tomorrow, you know?
There are sad things about leaving, but we're really looking forward to it. We've been working toward this for a while.
Yeah.
And we know it'll be hard when we get there too. So.
Yeah, it's a little stressful being in the situation that we are, kind of.
Limbo.
Yeah. Kind of in between two things. Just waiting to see what happens and waiting to see if we actually, you know, if it really is God's plan for us to be in Japan, then we'll get all our support, right?
And so we'll know that when we're on our plane.
Testing to see what his plan is.
So our pre-departure checklist that Matt mentioned is something that we get sent by our sending agency, Mission to the World, when we're at 70%, but when you get to 80 is when you really kind of hone in on it. Like some of the things on there are like writing your will and other legal documents. And so we are working on our wills today.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we never thought we'd be writing. asking Matt what songs he once sung at his funeral today. Morbid, but
kind of a weird thought. Not a great thought, but.
But it's also exciting, you know, thinking of the day when we get to be with Jesus and.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's exciting and hard all at the same time.
It makes home seem really soon when you're planning your will.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Being home with Jesus.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to think. It makes you really think about what heaven is like.
Mm.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. And the point of our lives here.
We think about singing songs like "We Will Feast in the House of Zion" in our funerals. Which is a cool thought.
Yeah. Well, we won't be singing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other
we'll
people
be singing in heaven.
We'll be singing in heaven. Yeah. So many good hymns with stanzas about glorification, about heaven. It's hard to choose that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get off that morbid topic.
Right. Yeah. So we had a few church visits. We had we visited two churches this month. One of them was Houston Lake Presbyterian Church in Kathleen, Georgia.
Yeah.
This was a really fun one.
Yeah. We met with them online when we were in Belgium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had a Zoom call with them for about 5 minutes at around 2 a.m. when we were in Belgium because of the time difference there. I think that was... We were a small part of their missions conference, and so it was a blessing to get to see all of them actually in person.
Yeah, yeah.
At their church this month, and
they're really sweet folks. Mm. We even got to have lunch with Pastor Bankson and his wife after church, which was really, really sweet. It's special to us to get to spend time with folks who have been in ministry so much longer than we have.
Yeah,
to get to hear their stories and learn from them as we're discerning what the Lord has for us in our future.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a wonderful church visit. We loved being with them.
Yep.
And then another one that we did was a visit to New Harmony Presbyterian Church in Alkaloo, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved that visit too. The people were so sweet, and we even got to do the children's message there, which is something that we haven't done before. And
yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
They had Sunday school after their service, so we did the children's message first. And we were sitting around kind of game planning what we were going to do for our children's message.
Weeks before.
Because we had never really done a children's message.
Mm-hmm. About Japan.
Yeah, about Japan. And we had this... God put a little thought in my head to use this... it's kind of like a picture of a Where's Waldo poster kind of thing.
A friend gave it to us for Christmas. She and her son framed these big Where's Waldo posters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one's set in Japan.
Yeah. And so we thought we can use that to illustrate how hard it is to find a Christian in Japan.
Hmm.
And that hopefully will resonate with kids. And so we brought that up there. It was really fun. And we brought a big map up there, too, to ask kids if they knew where Japan was. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're smart kids, so they knew. but it was interesting as we were doing that to look out and see all the parents' faces as their kids are doing it.
It was a good
lots
idea.
Lots of smiles.
Yeah.
It was...
Well, we thought it would take them forever to find Waldo, which would help. Because
it took us forever.
Yeah, it took us forever. But there was one kid, I think, who his parents told us after that they'd been doing it at home. So he found Waldo so fast. So we're like, imagine that was hard, you know?
Yeah, he was...
Because it's 1 in 400 people in Japan have a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's such a small number. So it's kind of equivalent to our Where's Waldo thing.
Yeah.
But I guess that kid can find a Christian really easily. But anyway, it was really sweet, the answers they had to our questions. And
yeah,
they just say such funny things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when they talk, it's just straight to their hearts, you know?
That's right, yeah.
None of the fluff or anything, just...
Right, yeah. They had such sweet hearts for kids, and talking to the parents as well, we realized that their parents are, you know, really missional, and that that came out in some of the answers that the kids had to our questions.
Yeah.
We were talking about
where to go to share the gospel.
Yeah, like where do we go to share the gospel? And we were kind of going for, like, you can share it here in the US.
Anywhere.
You can share it anywhere, you know? We were kind of looking for that answer. But one of the kids raised their hands. It was a little girl.
Yeah.
She had her hand way up high. You can't see it, but my hand's way up high. And she said, well, you have to go on land.
That was so cute. We were like, that's probably true. Matt goes, well, yeah, I guess there probably are more people on land.
I was like, yeah, well, that really narrows it down. You know? That helps. It's a helpful thought. You know?
It was just cute, the stuff they say.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. We'd love to do more of those in the future.
Yeah.
But Yeah, everyone was so encouraging at New Harmony. We loved that. Then we got to have lunch with the pastor's family, which was great. Pastor Sanders and his family. And then there was also a couple there who were missionaries with Mission to the World in Australia for a few years and have some interesting connections to our team. So that was really cool, too, to get to know them.
Yeah, that's right. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And we got to rework our presentation a little bit for Sunday school. So that was really fun. We got to really
dig in a little more.
Focus on things that we really had been meaning to focus on. And I think we hit our points a lot better.
It was more of a...
Of course, there's room for improvement. Yeah. But
it was... If we felt like a step in the right direction for...
Right.
Yeah. We're new to all of this, so we're learning. And it's helpful to get feedback, too, to help us kind of know where to work on in our presentations. Right. But Matt also had a cool opportunity this month. Mm-hmm. And tell him about your cool opportunity.
So I got the opportunity to speak for 5 minutes at Calvary Presbytery. So that was at Woodruff Road Presbyterian Church in Spartanburg, and it was a great opportunity to see so many people who I had been kind of emailing with a little bit, and to see all the people, all the church leaders from our area was really interesting. And when I was speaking, I chose to use a verse that I thought was really cool, I thought would kind of resonate with church leaders. And it's Acts 2:45, and it talks about the first church right after Pentecost, and it illustrated so many great things about churches that we have recognized in a lot of the churches that we visited,
And in our own church,
right? But when when you visited so many different churches, you get a pretty good picture of the unity of the body of Christ. And it's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
And it just reminds me of this verse in Acts. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as they had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
Yeah, it's a beautiful picture.
It's a beautiful picture, and it's something that we're praying for Japan. Churches there are really struggling, and that's kind of was my appeal to Presbytery, is that our churches here need to help the churches in Japan. But I really wanted to bring that up because it seemed like the churches we visited this month really exhibited those characteristics really well, and it was I don't think we can describe it any better than that verse does.
Yeah, definitely. So that was a cool experience for Matt. And this month was also just a lot of emailing. But we are pretty excited because there are a good bit of church visits on the calendar for this next month and into June. And we're still hoping to leave in July or possibly August. So we're just praying for God to bring in that last 25% of our support. And so if y'all could be praying for that too, that would be great.
It feels like we're building a lot of momentum. And we've got a lot of things on the calendar right now. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be things that build our support, but
hopefully connections. We can meet more people, and
we'll need a lot of prayers.
Yeah. So speaking of that, we kind of wanted to tell you guys just how we're feeling about everything, where we're at. It's one thing to talk about it all, but how are we actually feeling about everything? Yeah. Matt.
I think I'm ready to be in Japan yesterday. Getting 75% feels like a really high number in our minds, because we've been at 15% and we've been at 30%.
You're right.
Stuck, just kind of felt like we were stuck at some of those, mm-hmm. and that we would just never get out of them.
Sounds and dramatic, but it feels like that in the moment.
It feels like that, yeah. And you know, sometimes, you know, we can get stuck on something for a day, and we're like, oh, we're never gonna get there, you know. I know.
Yeah. So. I think too, we're also, you know, like we said, we're in the process of moving, and we're really excited because we are moving in with our families. So we kind of bounce in between our family's houses until we move to Japan, which we're really excited about. We have awesome, wonderful families that we love very much. But we're also moving back in with family, which is a big change for us after living by ourselves. Yep. So if y'all could pray for that too, just that it's a super, super sweet time with our families and that we leave loving them even more than we did before and them the same with us.
Yeah.
I just want to leave on a really sweet note with everybody. So that's something we're praying for. But I think we're both a little maybe on edge or anxious just because we've been getting rid of like everything we own. And
yeah, we're getting very near to not having very many things to our name, you know, not having.
Yeah, pretty much nothing.
Yeah, pretty much nothing to our name.
Some clothes and books. That's,
yeah.
Which is good for us. It's good for our hearts, but it's also a little scary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it feels good to declutter, to get rid of things. Mm. For me, at least.
It feels good to me after the things are dropped off or after things are picked up by friends and they're just gone. Then I feel good. But in the process of them going, I'm like,
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good to simplify. Yep.
Teaches us not to hold on to the things of this world.
Right. They're not coming with us.
Yep. It's a good lesson for us.
Yeah. And we know that God is faithful and he's going to provide everything we need. Mm-hmm. He promises to take care of us, which reminds me of... we kind of wanted to give a song recommendation for this month. We don't always do it, but one that we've been kind of holding on to recently is a song called Yes and Amen by Anthem Lights.
Yep.
We like all kinds of music, but this one's just been kind of on repeat this month. And it's based on that verse. I'll pull it up. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, and it says, "For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory." Hmm. So that's what the song's about. It's about how the Lord is faithful. He does exactly what he says he's going to do. And yeah, he never lets us down. That's what we hold on to.
Yep.
It's really beautiful. So if you get a chance, Yes and Amen by Anthem Lights. Yep.
It's a good reminder for uncertain days.
Yeah, like all of them. So yeah, if you get a chance to listen, you should.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we have for this month. So thank you guys so much for sticking with us and for listening. We'd love to chat with you. So if you want to chat, please reach out to us.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you next month.
Yeah. Feel free to subscribe so that you can be notified when we release a new podcast.
Yeah. This is awkward.